This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Idaho police were dealing with both an active shooter and a wildfire, but have now confirmed that a body found with a firearm nearby is that of the suspected shooter on Canfield Mountain. Two people are dead. There was some urgency to move the body. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We had a fire that was rapidly, it was approaching the body, so we had to scoop up that body.
The standoff lasted longer than police had hoped, since they say the suspect had been hiding amongst the trees and brush. Here's Sheriff Norris again.
When you have an environment where you don't know where the bullets are coming from, because of the trees and the shrubbery and what have you, it is daunting for police officers.
The Senate could vote as soon as Monday on the president's big budget bill after a long weekend of discussion and debate.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The pressure from Senate Republican leaders and President Trump on wobbly senators was intense, although on social media the president wrote, "For all cost-cutting Republicans, of which I am one, remember you still have to get reelected. Don't go too crazy." No Democrats have indicated support for the bill. If the Senate votes in favor, it will send its version to the House, where some conservatives have already said they have concerns with some of its provisions.
Families are struggling with their own budgets. Every morning, dozens line up to get a free hot meal at a soup kitchen in Los Angeles. Head chef James Cunningham says it's getting harder to afford necessities like food.
Honestly, the cost of living is just crushing people right now. Even folks with jobs can't afford rent and food at the same time. And with a lot of the support programs getting cut, more people are slipping through the cracks.
Wimbledon starts Monday at the All England Club. Sports reporter Erica Hershkowitz has more on its long-followed traditions.
Wimbledon is the oldest tennis tournament in the world, dating back to 1877, and remains the only Grand Slam still played on grass courts. It's the third major of the year and known for several key traditions, including the all-white dress code and the eating of strawberries and cream, a long-standing tradition symbolizing the beginning of summer.
Say goodbye to Windows' blue screen of death. Microsoft says it's updating the error message to be a black background instead. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur explains why.
Now Microsoft says it's revamping its systems to make these errors a lot more readable and understandable. But this is a moment of recognition from Microsoft that people need to be able to service their own computers.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
A new report for those planning a summer road trip.
With the summer now underway, the nonprofit Smile Hub is out with a report that looks at the best dates for those who enjoy the great outdoors. It compares each of the 50 states across three key dimensions:
environmental quality, outdoor activity access, and economic impact and job opportunities.
Topping the list, says the organization's Luke Powers,
Montana ranked first, Alaska ranked second, and Colorado ranked third.
Not far behind, New England states and the Pacific Northwest. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Closing arguments concluded Friday in the Sean Diddy Combs trial, with prosecutors doubling down on their theory that Combs carried out sex trafficking criminal schemes. His defense was that it was all consensual and this trial is just an unjust intrusion into the bedroom of Americans. Jury deliberations are expected to begin on Monday. Combs is facing 15 years to life. Cooper Lawrence.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with a chance of storms tonight. Lows around 68. Showers and storms possible on your Monday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Clearing out Monday night, a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine and 83 Tuesday, 86 for Wednesday. Currently 69 degrees.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
See the light. crystal blue persuasion. Crystal blue persuasion.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Nothing you could take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy.
come all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop the hanging of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptations looking through my the same.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
W-R-J-N. sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud of me.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Since you left me.
know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and
to spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
Give me
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important. And it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Oh, if you
a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I owned a heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Bye.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Authorities say a suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Cody County Sheriff Robert Norris says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday, through 4th of July, when law enforcement and first responders are keeping people safe during a fun time of 4th of July. But truly, truly devastating for the community.
North Carolina is a contested battleground state, but Republican Senator Tom Tillis announced he will not be seeking re-election. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
Two-term North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis calls it quits. The GOP lawmaker announced